Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we visit with head basketball coach John Trulli. Basketball season is underway. The guys have been going full speed. They just finished a stretch of playing 3 games in 5 days. And I was joking with Coach yesterday about playing an NBA-like schedule. He said, hey, we were on a bus for 1,500 miles. They never do that in the NBA. That is a hectic weekend you guys just spent.
It was a lot. It's been really good today, just kind of getting with the staff and just kind of actually taking some time to clean some things up and figure out what we've got to get better at, and just stopping and looking at the film. And you know, you start playing so many games back to back with travel in between, and you're really just trying to focus on yourself and just getting everybody to come together. So now it's good to just kind of catch our breath here for a day and then just kind of focus and come up with a game plan on the things that we got to get better at.
Could you give me just one or two things that you're looking at that you want to clean up?
We spoke a little bit about it last night, just situational basketball, understanding the importance of certain moments in the game. When things get a little bit crazy, and then just how we finish halves out is really, really important for this team. We do a really good job, I feel like, right now of attacking and playing in transition. But you can't play that way for 40 minutes. And so when things slow down, we've got to have some discipline and get guys organized and then in the right spots, and we're just not doing a great job of that right now. So you can't just start playing if one or two of your teammates aren't on the right spot on the floor. And so we've got to have some better leadership on the floor and just make sure, you know, before we go attack on those possessions, when the game slows down, to make sure we're all on the right page before we start attacking, you know. So that's one thing I think we really need to clean up here this week, is just getting better at that. And then, defensively, just having a little bit more ownership guarding the basketball. I think we fly around, and because of our style of play sometimes, it gets so hectic that we don't always just own up. We rely on our help a little bit too much. And so sometimes it just comes down to simply just guarding the basketball and taking that man-on-man challenge sometimes. But because of the way we play, you know, sometimes those are things you just got to go back and clean up, and it's just kind of going back to the basics sometimes.
You are creating a lot of havoc defensively, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think we've had over 20 turnovers, you know, the last 2 games. So, you know, I'd like that number to slowly start increasing, but we also have to do it within the structure of what we do sometimes. And so sometimes there's moments within the game where you just have to continue to be solid, you know, and not – you just got to – I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to say here. You really just got to slow down and just kind of just get back to the basics and just guarding the ball and staying aggressive and staying solid and being connected, because sometimes we create so much chaos, we cause chaos for ourselves.
Right, yeah.
So,
well, and it kind of goes back to what you were talking about at the very start. It's situational basketball, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is. Absolutely. Situational. And, you know, there's times where I want us to be aggressive and go make plays, but then there's also times just to be solid. And, you know, we're just trying to struggle. We're struggling a little bit to find that balance at the times throughout the game. And so that's where we just need a little bit of leadership. But, you know, we also have 14 new guys that have never been through it, so they're all learning right now. And so we've got to continue to build on that stuff and just do it at a little bit faster rate than we are right now. But now that we have 5 games, we can go. We have a body of work that we can show these guys. Like, these are those moments that we're talking about throughout the game, where, okay, we've caused some chaos. Now it's time to lock back in and be solid here. We've gotten a little loose for a possession or two. Let's kind of go back to the drawing board and get everybody on the same page.
You also mentioned closing out halves. Why is that so important, that you close out a half strong?
Well, games are all about momentum, you know. And I felt like, you know, especially the Adams State game, you know, we build a 17-point lead. You want to go in there with a good lead going into the half. And what happens is, if you let them go on a 6-0 run the last minute of a game, well, now they have a little momentum going into the locker room. They can regroup. They feel like they're right back into the game. And so now, when you could have finished them at halftime, right, they're coming back out of halftime. And then if they make a little run coming out of the gate, well, now it's a ball game. Right, and you were literally 2 to 3 possessions from maybe just closing the door on them altogether. And so, yeah, we just got to continue to learn and grow as a team. You know, this style of play is a little bit different, especially for a lot of the guys that came back. And so just understanding that, yes, it's fun. Yes, it's exciting. But there's also a time where we got to lock in and we got to be solid. That's just what winning teams do, you know. And so it's just a growth thing, and it's just understanding that the style is different. And yes, I want us to play that way all the time, but we've got to draw in and just come together here and understand moments.
I know you wanted to get wins when you went up to Colorado, but in the long run, do you feel like that experience is going to pay a dividend for Midwestern State?
I do. You know, sometimes you win a game and you don't address the problems, you know. And so for us, we get to address these pretty early in the season. You know, we're just halfway through week three. You know, it's we still got a whole lot of basketball.
I mean, you really have played a lot in a very short time, so it seems like maybe the season's a lot further along than it really is.
Yeah, there's teams, I think, in the league we were talking about today that I think that are only two or three games in to their season, and we've already got five under our belt. We'll have six by the end of this week. So, you know, these first couple weeks were pretty quick, and so it's good just to have two or three days here to really practice and just kind of clean up a few things.
Let's talk about that sixth game that's coming up, and that's Tarleton State in Stephenville, renewing an old rivalry. What do you get out of playing a Division I school?
Well, first of all, I think the guys just really want to go compete against the guys at the highest level, you know, and a lot of these guys that we brought in are Division I transfers, right. And so they've been there, and, you know, some of them have dreams and aspirations one day to maybe get back there if they get another year. You know, the NCAA eligibility is always kind of funny, and it's changing every couple of months.
Right.
So, so anytime that they can go and compete against the best, I think as a competitor, you're just naturally you want to stack yourself up and see kind of where you're at in that totem pole. And so, I think that's really really big. And then, you know, just getting to play your old rivalry is always a special thing. And obviously, they've made the jump up to Division I, and they're doing a good job of it and of getting through the transition and being competitive in all sports, really. And so, but I just think for the people that have been around here over the years and understand that rivalry and how great a basketball rivalry it really was, you know, in those 20-teen years, it may have been the best rivalry in the state of Texas at any level when you go look at the numbers. And So I just think both fan bases, you know, understand the pride and the tradition when these two teams come together. So that's just really cool.
Is there any specific memory you have about a moment against Tarleton?
Oh, there's so many. You know, I remember my senior year here. I think they beat us. We turned the ball over the last play of the game, and we had a 43-game home winning streak, and they blew that up. I remember them being 19-0. They were the number two team in the country, and we go down, and Monzago Williams hits a shot in overtime to beat undefeated Tarleton State at the time. And you know, there's just every year it was tooth and nail between these two programs, and you know, you could pretty much just chalk it up. It was probably somebody was up by one or two with 2 minutes to go, and then you're just trying to figure out that situational basketball that we've been talking about. That's what it came down to in those rivalry games. And it just seemed like it didn't matter who was maybe having a little bit better year in that particular season. The two teams were going to draw the best out of each other every single time we met. So.
I mean, it's not pie in the sky to think that you could go and maybe even win this game at Tarleton, is it?
I mean, I don't have to get the guys up for this one, you know. That's the good thing is that, like I said, they always want to get up there and we're going to go and compete. And, I don't think these guys are going to shy away from competition at all. You know, and these things happen every single year.
I was going to say, it's not unheard of.
No, it happens every single year. There's always the underdogs come in there and they got something to prove and they want to prove that they belong, on that stage. And, it's what every single kid in Division II dreams of. You know, to be honest, we all want to prove that we can go hang with the big dogs. And so we're just really grateful that Coach Gillespie and Tarleton gave us this opportunity to come up there and compete and just kind of renew this rivalry. And so I'm just excited to see how our guys perform on Friday.
There's almost no better way to get ready for Lone Star Conference play, is there?
No, I mean, I don't think we'll see a more physical team all year in college basketball probably than in this game against Tarleton State. They're Coach coach does a great job up there of just getting them to be physical and playing together. And they've got one of the leading scorers in all of college basketball right now in Division I in Dior Johnson. And so they've got a good team, but they're physical, they're gritty, they're blue collar. And it'll be great for our guys to feel what it looks like. It'll be a great representation because I want our guys and our culture to be built and modeled in a very similar way that Coach has done it down there in Tarleton.
Any Thanksgiving plans?
I'm going to have the guys over at the house. So we're just going to have a little bit of fellowship and just enjoy some football on Thursday after practice in the morning. I want to get the practice done, get it out of the way so we can enjoy our Thanksgiving meal. And then we'll meet back Friday morning and kind of just do a little rundown before we hit the bus and go play.
We'll see you in Stephenville.
All righty, I appreciate you.
That's John Trulli joining us on the Stank Gang Podcast to talk about Midwestern State men's basketball. Again, they'll be at Stephenville for a 4 o'clock game Friday. We'll have an audio-only broadcast at MSUMustangs.com. And then conference season begins December 3rd at D.L. Ligon Coliseum. Angelo State is here for a 7:30 tip-off. I'm Pete Stein. Happy Thanksgiving. So long.